Anthony Fauci, the former NIH kingpin, has slithered back into the spotlight. This time, with his sights set on your furry companions. The serial liar is now claiming that pet cats are a ticking time bomb, a menace so dire they must be exterminated by the millions, just like the mass chicken culls we've already seen. This isn't some offhand remark, it's the latest escalation in his bird flu fear campaign, a narrative he's been stoking to keep us all in a perpetual state of panic and prepare us for the bird flu vaccine rollout, which is set to enrich him to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. So why cats and why now? Buckle up, because the answer ties into a web of lies, bioweapons and elite agendas that will make your skin crawl. Before we dive in, join the TPV free speech community over on Soju. Soju is a digital space where ideas and information can take place without any annoying algorithms or restrictive rules getting in the way of free expression. Dr. Anthony Fauci isn't just a scientist, he's a psychopath who has dragged science into the dark pit of sadism, leaving a body count that could stretch into the millions. This isn't hyperbole, it's a grim reality etched into history. Up in New York State, there's an unmarked mass grave stuffed with the bodies of children. Silent testimony to the ruthless ambition of a man who turned his job title into a death warrant. Kids and animals have borne the worst of Fauci's warped cravings for control. But power is a hell of a drug, and Fauci let it flood into his veins until the people finally robbed the sleep from their eyes and saw the monster staring back. Now, Anthony Fauci is trembling in his polished shoes as investigators into his shadowy past gain momentum. Especially after Donald Trump hinted that Joe Biden's last-minute auto-pen signed pardon might not hold up in court. This isn't just nerves, it's the raw panic of a man who senses the endgame creeping closer. You'd expect Fauci to bolt for some non-extradition haven, kicking back with a drink while the storm blows over. But no, this guy is too full of himself, too hooked on the limelight. Instead of running, he's doubling down, thrusting himself back into the public eye with a ramped-up campaign of fear-mongering, scrambling to claw back the control he once wielded over the masses.
What is likely to happen, I don't know if it's going to be next year or 10 years or 15 or 20 years from now, is the emergence of another respiratory disease. It may be another coronavirus, because we know that coronaviruses really, mostly in bats, have the capability of binding to receptors that are in humans. It could be another flu.
We are making this a little bit more dangerous with the cuts and our attitude toward science.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, this cold-eyed psychopath has got his crosshairs locked on our domestic pets, declaring them too dangerous to let live, spinning wild tales that they're a ticking time bomb ready to unleash a bird flu pandemic on humanity. He's pushing this narrative hard, claiming that cats are the key to the virus jumping species, even though slaughtering hundreds of millions of chickens has done nothing to stop the spread. But logic has never stopped Fauci before. He's hell-bent on using this flimsy excuse to greenlight a mass culling of our beloved pets.
We're dealing with H5N1 now, which is bird flu, which has taken the somewhat disturbing step of infecting mammals, namely cows and cats and other mammals, which means it's adapting itself more to a human. So my concern, Walter, is that whenever that happens, the next outbreak will be of a respiratory disease that's easily transmissible, that has a significant degree of morbidity.
Picture a playground bully with a PhD. That's Fauci, a twisted fiend who's been tormenting and slaughtering household pets for decades. He's funneled millions of your hard-earned tax dollars into cruel, pointless experiments. Gruesome sideshows that do nothing but feed his sick satisfaction.
A new report shows that under Fauci's direction, the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Disease funded painful and deadly experiments on dogs to the tune of more than $400,000. According to the White Coat Waste Project, researchers used biting flies to infect dozens of healthy beagles with parasites to test an experimental drug. Records show the dogs endured months of pain. And once researchers were done with them, they were killed.
This is a classic example of not following the science. These experimental drugs have already been extensively tested in other animals, including dogs, in the past. The FDA says that testing on dogs is not necessary. The EPA and the VA have ended dog testing or about to end dog testing. And the NIH admits that 90% of these animal tests failed to translate to humans.
That same year, Dr. Fauci gave $400,000 to University of Pittsburgh scientists to graft the scalps of aborted fetuses onto living mice and rats, emulating the deranged experiments of his hero, Dr. Joseph Mengele, who earned the nickname the Angel of Death for his sadistic experiments on children in Auschwitz. There is no possible excuse for such inhumane depravity. This is the behavior of a criminal psychopath drunk on absolute power. A bipartisan group of Congress members wrote to Fauci in 2021 to express their grave concerns about him using taxpayer dollars to torture puppies. Such is the man's arrogance. Fauci did not deign to reply. Perhaps he thought the issue was of little consequence. Because Fauci hasn't just tortured an experiment on dogs, he's also tortured and killed humans, including children.
Tony Fauci made sure that none of those kids had guardians, which is illegal, and then he hid what he was doing from the boards. He took foster homes in six states, and he turned them over to the pharmaceutical industry. You know, there's videos of these children, an old BBC documentary that will make you cry. I promise you, you cannot look at these without weeping. They're, you know, one of these kids, a 12-year-old, who's trying to protect the 8-year-old, and he has a tube in his stomach. And Celia Tharber, who's this amazing researcher who worked on this chapter for me and did a lot of the original research on it, she actually went up to Hawthorne, New York, to the Gates of Heaven Cemetery. She found the cemetery where Fauci was disposing of the corpses of these children who died in his illegal experiments. She found an open pit. It was actually covered by an astroturf carpet. And she opened the astroturf carpet and she saw hundreds and hundreds of tiny little coffins stacked haphazardly upon each other, because these are children who have no parents and nobody was there to protect them.
Fauci's targeting of dogs, cats, and orphans is no random fluke. It's a calculated chess move dripping with sinister intent. The WEF has urged world governments to begin euthanizing pets, all under the guise of fighting climate change. The official reason? To reduce the so-called carbon paw print as cities move towards tightly controlled 15-minute living zones, where citizens will need to apply for a license to own a pet. But there's more to this story. According to a whistleblower inside the WEF, this agenda goes far deeper than environmental goals. The real purpose is not about climate at all. It's a calculated step in a conspiracy to strip humanity of anything that brings joy, companionship, or comfort. We've got the sickening details after this important word from our sponsor. Let's be real. We've all been fed the lie that wrinkle creams are the ticket to looking young. I call bullshit. Dr. John Lake, a renegade beauty expert out of Beverly Hills, says that's a scam. Most of those fixes are just overpriced lotions that do nothing, or worse, mess up your skin. He says that he's done with the scammy cosmetic industry. Why? Because he wants to expose something they don't want you to know about. A 2-minute trick that's like Photoshop for your face. Wrinkles gone. Years erased. And it's so easy, you'll be pissed that you fell for their junk before. The cosmetic industry is afraid of the secret, because this could gut their racket. Lake is spilling the truth in a free video exclusively for viewers of this channel. No strings, no interruptions, just all the steps needed to do it yourself. It's already amassed over 2 million views, because it actually works. People are dropping decades, and the comments don't lie. You've got to see this. Visit bhmd1.com/tpv, the link's below. Don't sleep on this, because it's the real beauty secret they don't want you to know about. Visit bhmd1.com/tpv. If you've been paying attention to the World Economic Forum's policies in recent times, you'll realise that this is not really about saving the world. WF policies all have one thing in common. They dehumanise, degrade, and mock us. They are designed to take away all the joys of life and inflict maximum human suffering. The campaign to force humanity to give up meat and subsist on bugs and crickets is a good example. A WF insider actually admitted it was about crushing the human soul. Why should the peasants be allowed pet companionship in the looming dystopia as a way to cope with the soul-sucking hopelessness and alienation? That's what the ineffective and potentially harmful psychiatric antidepressants are for, silly. The Roman Empire had bread and circuses. The Democrats' patron Saint Karl Marx said religion was the opium of the people. But today's elites have hit upon a deadly formula to keep the permanent underclass happy: video games and drugs. Make no mistake, the global elite wants a spiritually drained, drugged, and in a stupor.
Now we see the creation of a new massive class of useless people. As computers become better and better in more and more fields, there is a distinct possibility that computers will outperform us in most tasks and will make humans redundant. And then the big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Do you have an answer in the book?
At present, the best guess we have is keep them happy with drugs and computer games.
Then there's the depopulation drive, which was a conspiracy theory for a long time, but is now completely out in the open. They aren't even trying to keep it a secret anymore. According to these two WF ghouls, all religious groups are opposed to the World Economic Forum because religions want more souls and the WF wants less on the planet.
So in the session we just attended here at the Economic Forum, I think there was a sense of relief, actually, in your frankness. You brought up some issues that others are reluctant to
trouble.
Bring up.
Always. All the religious groups are against me because I'm talking about population. They want more souls. I want less on the planet.
At what point do we stop and say enough? How many times does the World Economic Forum have to declare the sinister intentions before the world stops and listens? It's now out in the open. Pets will be banned in the 50-minute cities they have envisioned for our future. Should we really be surprised? After all, prisoners are not allowed pets today, so why would they be permitted in the elite's open-air prisons of the near future? Despite official explanations, the global crackdown on pet ownership isn't truly about climate change, bird flu, or any other pretext. It's about breaking the human spirit. According to a Davos insider, crushing the human soul has become essential to the elites as they push towards their dystopian vision.
The 15-minute city model is a carefully engineered system of control. On the surface, it sounds convenient, keeping everything you need within a 15-minute walk. But if you look deeper, it's not about convenience. It's about restriction. Think of it as an open-air prison. In these cities, movement will be tightly controlled. Residents will live in designated zones, monitored constantly. Travel between these zones will be restricted, and every action, every interaction will be tracked. The idea is to minimize excess, which includes pets. They are going to ban them completely. Why pets? Pets are more than just animals. They are companions, sources of comfort. They make people feel human, connected. And that's exactly why they're being targeted. This isn't about the environment or carbon footprint. It's about breaking the human spirit. You have to understand, the goal here is total control. When you strip people of the things that make them feel free, things that bring joy and ease loneliness, you break them and make them compliant. Pets, companionship, small freedoms, they have no place in the 15-minute city vision. It's all about molding a society where everything, down to the bonds we form, is under the elite's thumb. This isn't a future of choice, it's one of control, and pets are only the beginning. The ultimate aim is to create a society where people feel powerless to resist, where even the simplest pleasures are removed until nothing is left but obedience.
George Orwell warned us that the future would be like a boot stomping on the human face endlessly. If we want something different, something better, we have to rise and act now. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the crimes of the global elites, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, spread this video far and wide, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6 is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email, and data management. IPv6 enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.